The coming of Kamala Harris. The Democratic candidate is now a favourite to win the presidential elections. Will it be another first for Kamala Harris?
5 years ago, in the lead-up to the 2020 presidential elections, we said there was something inevitable about Kamala Harris becoming America's first female president. Since that prediction, she has been chosen by Joe Biden as his vice president, and now, with Biden's shock departure, she is the Democrats' candidate for the White House. So, what is it that impressed us then, and is it enough for her to beat Donald Trump? To start, while he is obsessed with her racial identity, Harris has always resisted defining herself in such terms. "I am who I am. You might need to figure it out, but I'm fine with it." That's part of her strength. Born in 1964 to an Indian mother and Jamaican father, she is emblematic of America today, a more relaxed, multiracial America, not the white male America of the past that Trump represents. After their parents divorced when she was 7, Kamala and her sister Maya were primarily raised by their mother, a cancer researcher. She inculcated them with her Indian heritage, but understood that American society would always see them according to its own racial perspectives. She knew that her adopted homeland would see Maya and me as black girls, and she was determined to make sure we would grow into confident, proud black women, says Harris. Her parents were both very active in the protests of the 1960s and 1970s, and Kamala has often spoken of how she grew up with a stroller's eye view of the civil rights movement. This clearly impressed on her that it was possible for a determined person to transform society. Aged 13, she mobilized the children in her neighborhood to protest against a law that banned them from playing on the grass outside their apartment building. The children won. From that early victory, there is a clear line running through her life, which has been one long succession of firsts. The first woman to be elected as California's Attorney General, the state's top law enforcement official, the first Indian American to enter the U.S. Senate in 2017, the first female vice president. That next step, to becoming America's first woman president, now seems all too possible. As a lawyer, she was rapidly noted for the force of her argumentation. Once in the U.S. Senate, that same forensic intelligence made her one of the most impressive cross-examiners of Trump's policies when he was president. Her aptitude for the highest post in the nation was obvious, as was her determination to attain it. But that determination, perhaps, is her weak point. She's clearly driven more by ambition than specific political views, moving between centrism and socialism according to the political winds. Nobody really knows what she stands for, and that used to make political idealists suspicious of her. But much has changed in the 4 years since she became vice president. Most significantly, in 2022, America's Supreme Court declared that abortion is not a constitutional right, and many states immediately moved to restrict women's access to birth control in all forms. Since then, Kamala Harris has been the lead voice in promoting women's reproductive freedoms, probably the key issue in this election. In that and other ways, this is a crucial election for the U.S. It offers a stark choice between taking the path to a more equal future or trying to turn the clock back to a time when power was held by a white patriarchy. A choice between personal freedom or religious dogmatism. A choice even between democracy and autocracy. Maybe we're just optimists, but we'll say it once again. Kamala is inevitable.